Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Too many frowns can change a writer's disposition. As sure as clouds are dark in the dawn. Yet every joy in life has been our one ambition. And that's how we intend to go on. Merrily we roll along, my hubby and me. Verily there's no one half as happy as we. So it's wise as poor as might say, what do we care? For we've been so wealthy in the love that we share. Merrily we dance along while facing the sun. Merrily our slogan is, say, don't we have fun? We live in style with a smile and a song as we merrily roll along. Merrily we roll along, my honey and me. Why we get along is very easy to see. She and I won't buy unless we pay for it cash. And we still enjoy the thrill of corned beef and hash. Though we often quarrel for it, human I'm sure. Still we find there's nothing that a kiss cannot cure. We're for each other, how can we go wrong? As we merrily roll along.
From coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme. Pisses off Gigantor because he wants to hear Flintstones meet the Flintstones. He can't deal with this other theme. Confuses him. It confuses space-age robots. Well, good evening. Start again. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. This is day 1004 of the greatest, most tremendous, unending case of diarrhea of the mouth in the history of mankind. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of the Serial Killer Tea Cozy Collection and tiny little party hats with tassels. We at Possum Hour thank them again, hey Ted, for their patronage. The writing for tonight's episode is provided in part by the church. The beer batter trip. Amen. Well, you're listening to the Grenache Network. One of the finest. Radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. Fridays, it's Friday Possum. In the middle, it's clobbering time and some, in between clobbering times. Check your local listings for dates, times, and, I don't know, area codes. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin spice scones, even pumpkin spice pumpkins. But if you've got vaginal odor, it can spoil all the fun. That's why there's a vaginal freshness spray, now in pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice vaginal freshness spray, made with real pumpkins. 4 out of 5 doctors agree that pumpkins contain vitamin A, making pumpkin spice perfect for vaginal freshness.
Now I can have pumpkin spice in my mouth and my vagina.
You smell just like my latte.
Pumpkin spice vaginal freshness spray. But that's not all we make. Now try our pumpkin spice vaginal douche. Pumpkin spice vaginal douche. 4 out of 5 doctors agree that pumpkins are 92% water, giving your vagina the hydration it needs. If you like our pumpkin spice douche, you'll love our pumpkin spice dental dams. And our pumpkin spice condoms. 4 out of 5 doctors agree that pumpkins contain vitamin A, maybe even vitamin E.
They really work.
And don't forget our pumpkin spice tampons.
It's really great.
They're shaped like pumpkins.
Pumpkin spice vaginal tampons for basic bitches and their basic bushes.
Delicious. Ask me. Oh, there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Hello. I'm Dr. Squingeely, Possum Hour's foremost expert and resident aficionado. Oh, thank you.
Hi, Dr. Squingeely. What's tonight's topic?
Why, I'm glad you asked, young man. Tonight's topic is the inherent dangers of salt and vinegar potato chips. I understand your reticence, but bear with me. This is a scourge to our society, tantamount to the opioid crisis.
I don't think it's right to make fun of the
oil. Well, that's where you're wrong, son. These potato chips are highly addictive and will lead to massive weight gain, high blood pressure, and greasy fingers. The Surgeon General suggests perhaps trying a dip, maybe sour cream and onion, to counteract the deadly side effects of this massive amounts of salt and vinegar these chips deliver. But these stopgap methods are inconclusive and not at all tasty.
Well, what can we do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, young man. Crackers. The answer is crackers. That's right, you heard me. America needs to abandon its potato chip love affair and pledge its loyalty to the good old cracker. Cheese Nips, Wheat Thins, Captain's Wafers, and, well, of course, chicken and biscuit. These are much healthier. Alternatives? Oh, gee whiz, look at the time. I have to go. I just started a new job down at the Cracker Factory, and I don't want to be late. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Dr. Squingeely.
You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound. You was my country sweetheart, but you flatly turned me down. You wed a city slicker and you moved away uptown. You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound. You're pretty as a picture, sweet as cow for miles around. I'd have bet my bottom dollar that I love was
safe and sound. Then came the city sticker with his sweetheart started down. You're grinning like Boston and I'm bawling like a hound.
You're grinning like Boston and I'm bawling like a hound. You was my country sweetheart, but you flat turned me down. You wed a city slicker and you moved away up down. You're grinning like a possum and I'm falling like a hound.
Whole cake brown, no raisins, cheese, and feeding hogs, and sick old yapping sounds. Beauty faces like a rose, I couldn't wait around. I'm riding in a Cadillac and wearing an evening gown.
You're grinning like a possum, and I'm bawling like a hound. You was my country sweetheart, but you flat turned me down. You wed a city slicker, and you moved away uptown. You're grinning like a possum, and I'm bawling like a hound.
I'll get a back with sweetheart and we'll live so far from town. If any city slicker ever tries to move around, I'll get my shooting pistol and I'll mow the critter down. I'll be grinning like a possum, he'll be bawling like a hound.
You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound. You was my country sweetheart, but you flat turned me down. You wed a city slicker and you moved away up down. You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound. You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you...
All right.
There we go. All right. Hot damn.
Duty.
Party on. So. Party on, possum.
Man. So, how was your weekend, dude?
It was all right. It was all right. Nothing to write home about. It was all right. Nothing ever goes wrong.
Slinging gars and whatnot for you?
Oh, yeah. Slinging gars. Slinging gars. Always slinging gars.
I was drawn like a madman. I'll tell you what.
I tell you, you nailed that one, man. That was perfect.
The girl?
The girl's expression, and the guy with the... Not the last
that
one.
That girl was...
Before, I think.
Oh, the one before that.
Yeah. The girl had a certain look about her that you just nailed it perfect. And the guy, too, you did that.
Well, thank you.
Very good, sir.
Yeah,
I've been doing
some good work lately, and which is great, but, man, there's a price to pay. I did a two-and-a-half-hour wedding Saturday night. That's a funny story. But, as soon as the people got there, hey, you starting? Yeah, sure. Boom. I didn't stop till they were setting up the tables and chairs.
Yeah.
You know. Same thing Sunday night, except that one was five hours.
Oh, good God, good God.
I didn't manage any breaks. Luckily, it ended 20 minutes shy, so it was four and a half and change, but my God, that was a workout.
But there was
barely
babies,
got down
right?
a beer. Dude, I'll tell you what, man. They're so young anymore. They're always so young.
Uh-huh.
I just... You know, I had a couple older broads I'd have moved on, but you never know.
I mean, for eye candy, I don't mean to move in. How's your advice? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a perv looking at a young guy, like that, you know? Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. As long as you're keeping your hands on your Sharpie, there's nothing wrong with that.
I tell you what, a couple weeks ago, I worked for this one gal. Real attractive, and she's a close talker, okay?
Oh, okay, joint, all right. Man.
And she has got the most attractive purty mouth I've ever seen in my life. You know, you're sitting here talking to this woman, and you want to dive in for a smooch, you know? You're like, wonderful guy. I don't want to do that because she's a good client, man. I don't want to blow that deal. Whew, she's pretty girl.
Attractive woman. Yeah.
Married too, so, you know, that's another strike. Gets that one. Well, they creep me out too, Applecheek. She says the close talkers creep her out. But when they're purty, when they got a purty mouth, it's a different story.
It's the guys. I got an uncle that was a close talker.
Yeah. Especially if they got bad breath. Bad breath. That'll do it. All right, I guess we got something to blow up tonight, you know, like that phony emoluments clause going down the tubes over there. Down the tubes. You know, it's going down the tubes. You know what I'm saying? This one came across as just I was going through shit on YouTube.
Yeah.
And this one, I went, oh my God. I hadn't thought about blowing
YouTube.
That one up.
God bless
How's that?
YouTube.
Oh,
God
yeah, YouTube.
YouTube.
You know, for all the pain in the ass the internet has become and social media and whatnot, fucking YouTube is the shit.
It is. You can find it. It's on YouTube.
What I hate is on the one little laptop, I'll hit a lefty video, and they always put a right wing Bundes video commercial on before it. Like, hey, the idea. You were gonna say something, sir?
No, I was just about to remind you that I fixed my washer and dryer thanks to YouTube. Everything.
I'd never cleaned gutters before when I first got the house. I went to YouTube. Got the dual bucket system going on over here.
They walk you through anything.
Okay. You're all going to say, of course you got to blow this up. That song, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight.
Died
in your arms tonight. Must feel something you said.
A crying song. Yes.
Who's your Messiah now, cry baby boy?
Blow it
up.
Pretty good. Who's a fire on Tuba?
That's our dad.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
I just died on your own tonight.
Pat! Holy shit!
Hutman! It's a blood black moon that snaps and after that's for now. That's a day too.
Ah!
corporate.
And there's Beth Ann saying, yeah, I know, cut taxes for the rich is such bullshit, man. You know?
It is.
Come on.
Oh, no, it's going to trickle down. It's going to trickle down. We're going to get a piece of that.
Right. It always happens that way, man. It trickles down every time. When Reagan cut out, that trickle. I got sick of the trickling. I said, enough of the trickling already.
Like the Agent Orange.
Comes down on us.
Or Golden Shower.
That's what it is.
Like that. All right. And next up is the photogenic Beth Ann San.
Beth Ann San.
Queen of the selfies.
Yes.
I hate my face, man. I hate my face in pictures. It's so handsome in the mirror. Honest to God, I look at myself in the mirror and I go, you are one handsome devil. Then I take a picture and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck happened to that poor asshole?
The lens lies. It lies, Commodore.
It's that mirror, man. Maybe it's because it's opposite. Or something like that. Maybe I'm ugly.
There you go.
I'm really ugly, but in the mirror I look handsome. Woo-wee.
The other way. It's the camera lens. It's lying.
What are you thinking, Ted? You going to join in? Because we have apple cheeks. I don't know if he's in a barking mood. We got Beth Ann San.
We know the one that's
going to
get him going. We know the one. We know the one.
All right. Dr. Cake. Oh, thank you, Beth Ann San. I wasn't fishing for compliments. Thank you. Yes, I was.
Betty Pooh, we love you.
We have Dr. Cake is up next.
Dr. Cake
doesn't like Trudeau, but you got to admit he's a good-looking boy. Wears funny socks, but a good-looking boy. my dysfunctional family pictures too, Beth Ann San. You've looked at those. You know, it wouldn't be a show. Not Dr. Cake. I've shared
that
Trudeau might be the illegitimate son of Fidel Castro. Whoa! Mind blown.
You might be onto something.
Yep.
How'd you come up with that?
All a commie plot. I read it in an article. They said his mom was, like, made a trip to Havana.
Thing
you know, she's
preggy.
And you know, he's a dark-haired kid. You know, I say, we get a picture, put a beard on him, see what happens.
I said we sell him the Maury. We sell him to the Maury show. Pogan. Sell him the Maury Pogan.
Oh, there you go.
Find out.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Yeah. But he's dead, isn't he? He died though.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he finally died.
That'd have been a good idea while that commie bastard was still alive, though, you know?
They probably saved something. They probably saved his fucking brain or something. They probably got to freeze him someplace. They do that.
Look at the DNA. We'll get to the bottom of this shit. Get to the bottom of this.
We're on
Dr. Cake,
baby.
Apple cheeks, Beth Ann San, Dr. Cake. And there he is, Ford Prefect!
Ford Prefect here. Board Prefect.
He just got back.
Heavy
rain and winds, man. We had some winds. It was winds here. Was it Apple Day today, Ford? Was that what it was? I forget your post. I read it this morning. So much has happened since then.
It's such an active
life. Yes. Vote early and vote often. Do you have something to say about that, Ted? No? Oof. What up, Ted? No?
I'm digging the background,
your dog will not...
man. Digging the background music.
Oh, yeah. Art Blakey. Pittsburgh's on.
All right.
Own it. Woof. Come on, talk. Speak, Simba. Ted ain't been feeling so good. He's feeling pretty good today. Yeah, feeling pretty good. Yeah. Feeling pretty good.
Right. Here you go. Oh,
pretty good. There he is. There he is. Take him coming forward. There's G.T. Trenton, Mr.
G.
Halloween
Trenton.
Himself.
Making his own
and the
man.
Strongest
like
man
that.
On the internet.
Good
Trenton.
Job. Yeah, making his own man.
Ted likes your mask, man.
Very
oh,
creative.
Wow. Maggie C. said she flew over your head today. Did you feel it?
Oh, was that you? I felt it.
He felt it. There's Maggie now.
Maggie now.
Ted felt it.
Now.
Yeah. Tell me all about it. What else? You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Hey, Ted.
You're a good boy.
Ted, really.
You're a good boy. You're
he
good
wants
boy.
Another treat.
You got that right, Jacques. All right. Thanks for coming, Maggie now. Thanks for coming, everybody. Wonderful crowd. Wonderful, wonderful. And the world's largest nun, right over there. Don't get up. And, of course, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. Professor J. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Larry.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
Who can't find a cue?
As the Beaver.
I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance, sung by Mr. Arthur Collins, Edison Record, 1905. Now the beat that struck this town, it has turned me upside down. When the band begins to play, I stop dancing right away. Many things are out of date, Taj Mahal has lost its gate. But a two-step dancing round the place can't make my feet behave. Oh, I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance. Let's go into a trance and take more than a chance. Round and round and round I go, I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm dizzy when I do that two-step dance. Oh, round and round and round I go, I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm dizzy when I do that two-step dance. On the floor you gaily glide, as you hit from side to side. When the bang the big bass drum, it's a stitch you're going some. It may be against your will, but you really can't keep still. For you've got no chance, it makes you prance to do that two-step dance. Oh, I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance. I go into a trance, and take most than a chance. Round and round and round I go, I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm dizzy when I do that two-step dance.
Cocksucker!
Oh yeah! Big time.
That's new to me. You're finding new tins. That's new to me. All right, there you go.
There is so much. Tiny Tim.
I gotta try this two-step dance. It sounds like he was having a blast. There must be something to that.
That was a goodie, man.
It was.
What do they call your toe tapper? I'll tell you about this real quick. It's just a weird thing. I've been booking gigs on the Facebook, see?
Okay.
Hey, it seems like, you know, it's an easy place to communicate. Anyway,
yeah.
I talked to this lady last year, okay? And we made the arrangements and everything. Didn't really, you know, we'll get the details when we get closer to the event. Okay, good. So I've had this written down for almost a year. 10 months, 11
yeah.
months. And then this other lady sees me last Saturday and says, "Hey, I know this is last minute, but I'm having a wedding." She, on Facebook, says, "I'm having a wedding yeah. Saturday. Could you possibly do it?" And I'm like, "Well, I already have a commitment, but, you know, I got to check with them first, so, I'll let you know." Son of a gun. A lady wouldn't respond to any emails or phone calls or anything,
yeah.
or her number. So I got to the other lady. I said, "Okay, I'll do yours." So
uh-oh,
I ended up doing hers.
Uh-oh.
Which was better because it was closer.
Oh.
I didn't have to drive
nice.
The bunfuck. Yeah, it was bonus.
See, it's always happens with you, man. Always happens with
I've
you.
I've had a string of those, knock wood,
yeah.
man, that have worked out that way. And the funny part was, I got home, Sunday morning when I checked my message, I saw there was a message. There's some guy calling as I was leaving for the gig Saturday night going, "I know this is kind of last minute, but my daughter's wedding is tonight, and I was wondering if you..." I don't think so. That's a little bit too last minute,
uh-huh.
that day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. they worked me hard, boy. Yeah,
sure
well,
they did.
Photo booth sits there collecting dust, and I'm breaking my balls over there. Busting my balls with my shine box.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. How about a little seasonal seasoning? bust your own balls
with
your own
spice.
All right. Yeah, some pumpkin spice.
There
we got some
go.
Pumpkin spice here
right.
somewhere.
Pumpkin spice cigars.
Here we go.
That is too much season, take it slow. Pumpkin spice is everywhere I go. Please don't put that in all my food. You don't know how much of it to use. That is too much season, take it slow. Pumpkin pasta, that is gonna blow. To mind spicing everything, disturbing. Wake up and I'm hungry and I bite into a bagel and it's pumpkin spice. That's not nice. That's a pumpkin yogurt sitting next to you. Those are pumpkin nachos sitting next to you. That is pumpkin popcorn sitting next to you. I say, when will it go away?
Never.
That's too much season, take it slow. Why do they sell this at Trader Joe's?
Great debate in our house. I am very pro pumpkin spice. This guy is insane and anti-pumpkin. Where do you fall in this great debate? Are you with me or this lunatic? Oh, and you have finished your teeth. At least it's not pumpkin. Okay.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
I had to play it again. It's a beauty, man.
Yeah.
Why didn't I ever do that
beauty.
Before? That's my favorite sound effect.
Uh-huh.
Shoot,
it sums up this show. Perfectly.
Somewhat. Indeed. Man, I'm working like a regular person this week, man.
Yeah, all right.
I gotta get up and go to work tomorrow. I got to get up and go to work the next day. I got to go get up, go to work the next day.
That is not you, man. That is not you.
Man. I'm going to be like,
the life of the thousand clowns.
I know. The third day I'm going to be in that suit with the briefcase, you know.
Yeah.
Giving up.
Uh-huh.
Surrendering to the rat race.
In a subway with a newspaper under your fucking arm.
If I can find a newspaper, that is.
There you go.
Oh, man. What an outmoded form of communication.
Oh, yeah.
Newspapers. I saw a movie. This movie they had, it was like in the future. Or no, it was another planet. And yet they had like telephones. Oh, whoa, that was Land of the Giants. And I'm thinking like, so this giant society evolved with telephones and 1960s haircuts and everything. What a coincidence. Except the fact that they're like 1,000 feet high. Who'd have thought?
I know they had pencils. Hey, that was
like number two pencils at that.
Uh-huh.
You know, not even number one pencils. Like, that might have been cool to do, like making a number one pencil. Like, oh, well, they're different. They don't use number two.
Yeah, yeah. And B batteries.
And B batteries.
There you go. A little mix up a little bit.
Mix it up, man.
They're right about the hair dudes, man. I love these movies that take place like caveman years with the women with the 1950s haircut.
Yeah, the guy's got the pomade.
Yeah. The clean shaven and everything.
I guess watching TV Saturday. Well, it was between, you know, like, I don't know. Trying to use myself. James Best was in Alfred Hitchcock that was pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it the half hour?
Speaking of pomp. Yeah, it was a half hour. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the half hour Hitchies.
Yeah, this guy is putting a squeeze on him, you know, and he's got a.
Okay.
No, I also caught that one Twilight Zone where the freaking car murders the guy hits the kid with the car, and then the car comes alive and exposes him as the murderer.
All right, there you go. Cars do that.
I hate when that happens. That's why I don't go around hitting innocent kids and leaving them in the gutter to die.
Uh-huh, because that car, they're detectives. The car.
James Best was in one of my favorite Gunsmokes, man, where he had to hang and shit. It was so good. Man, that was killer. It was one of those at the end you were like, oh, my God. Of course, I do that because I get lost in the story. I don't. My first wife used to ruin every movie because she doesn't watch the movie like I watch the movie. You know, I'm watching.
Okay.
I just try to get involved in the movie. She's trying to figure out what's going to happen at the end. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to know. I want to, if possible, be surprised.
Unfortunately, I see so many movies and everything. I pick up a great deal on foreshadows.
Well, see,
early in the picture, I know
too.
How it's going to end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She watched movies all the time. I don't watch a lot of movies.
And they try
Ford
to stick a foreshadow
that,
in there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. That's
true. Pick up on it, man. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'm not dense. Ford says that James Best outcooled Steve McQueen. I don't remember that one. I'd have to see that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dead
man.
Or alive.
That's questionable.
Steve McQueen. What's funny is in the one of Dead or Alive, Ford is how often can't think of the character's name. Steve McQueen is eating. He's always like eating an apple or something or wanting to go
Randall.
Eat. Josh Randall, yeah. And he's always wanting to go eat and get interrupted, and he's a lot of food. I don't know, there's like a food fetish thing.
You sound like Gigantor talking about emergencies. All they do is fucking eat.
That's true, they do. He was sending me texts during the Flintstones today, so I think he's in a lot of heaven with it. He's like, was there... He says, was there ever anybody else named Wilma? It's such a good name. I think that was what it said.
They should bring that back.
Wilma. I dare anyone listening to my broadcast tonight to name their child, male or female, Wilma.
Wilma.
I personally will write you a check for $37.25.
Hey, isn't that the guy's name from the 70s show? The actor's name?
I think it's Wilmer. Wilmer.
Yeah, okay.
Not Wilma.
Close.
That'll be Wilma.
Okay.
The Wilmers. Wilma.
Wilmers. or we're setting
no,
cars.
No, dogs don't count.
Ass.
Cats don't count.
Nope. Nope.
That'll be a human being. Uh-oh.
That's going to seek revenge on your head.
Yeah. I love revenge. Man. It's time to spin the wheel.
Wilma.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Wilma.
Okay.
I knew a Wilma. Maggie C said Wilma.
Yeah.
She was a she was a very tiny little gal. I believe
Ukrainian?
She was Polynesian Polynesian or Filipino or something.
Uh-oh,
and
all right.
Not cute. And she was a seamstress. And she used to do embroidery for the company, the T-shirt company. Wilma.
All right.
Her places. Anyway, time once again for 3 minutes you'll never get back, and there's a slight introduction to this one. We all remember our good pal, Dickie Goodman, right? Am I right?
Oh, God.
That's right. Well, Dickie has entertained us over the years with all his hilarious, what do you call him, compilations?
That never made sense.
Pastiches. Yeah. Well, he has a son who's carrying on in that tradition.
Why not?
Yes.
Why not? Easy
Ladies
money.
And gentlemen,
easy money.
3 minutes with John Goodman, J-O-N. 3 minutes.
We are not going to interrupt this record. Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington. The Secretary of Defense has just said...
I'm ready for whatever I say.
This is John Cameron, Cameron Part 2. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world?
Yeah.
And now would you repeat that in English? We return you now to our studios.
Here is a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen.
We're going to be signing national emergency, and we are going to have the Space Force.
We switch you again downtown.
This is John Cameron, Cameron downtown.
Professor Sedgwick of the British Institute, tell us, how were the saucers able to land?
This is John Cameron, Cameron again. I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
Let's go. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes.
We return you now to our studio.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
I hope I'm unmuted, man.
Yeah, you are.
Cool. All right. I had to go grab a beer.
Ah, oh,
gotta take it easy tonight, man.
Relax. When's your next gig?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Fucking 10
o'clock. Time to retire, Cameron.
That's be a nice payday. I'll be buying the new supercomputer with this paycheck. Oh, yeah.
All right. Nice.
New Enterprise. We're going to refit the... Hopefully we can refit the old Enterprise. That would be tits. Keep the old blue light special. But...
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what Kenny says. Kenny might say it's time to scrap the old girl. Anyhow, opened a Molson Canadian... In honor of the Canadian election, congratulations for being a free country.
Pumpkin spice?
It's pumpkin spice Molson Canadian. Ugh. Pumpkin spice beer, they do have that too.
They do, you know? Yes. We're out of control. We're doomed.
No, my car is not the Enterprise, Dr. Cake. My car is, the truck is... Well, the car is the Green Hornet. My car, and then my truck is Reverend Wendy named it the Cherry Bomb. So
there you go,
Cherry Bomb. I go with Reverend Wendy on that one. Hell, that truck, man! I hope it never dies. I'm gonna change its oil religiously because I love that fucking thing.
What's the year on that puppy?
I'm thinking 99. So that's 20 years old. 20 years old.
All right. Not bad.
Damn good little truck. I mean, it's, you know, and the best thing is nobody's going to steal it because it's a number one. It looks like a 20-year-old truck. Number two, it's got a stick shift, you know, the anti-theft device.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody under 40 knows how to drive one of those things.
I never drove one.
You can't drive a stick?
Never did. So, yeah. Nope.
Huh. I'll be darned.
Well, I didn't start driving until I was 33.
I'm sure you've gone over that before, but holy cow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a good thing. Gumby was a bit of a drunk back then. That's a good thing.
Yeah, you didn't drive because you were drunk. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Kind of lead into this. This is a very... probably should have saved this for Halloween, but we'll get into an early Halloween vibe here, man, on the old possum. That's scary music, man.
It sounded like you were doing a two-step.
Sitcom music. That's not it. Oh, no, that's not it. Oh, yeah. Is this it? Hello? There it is. Yeah. This will work. Bald Mountain.
Okay.
Now, this a mortician is offering to turn tattoos from your dead loved ones into wall hangings. What?
Jesus Christ.
You believe this?
So, I could have my Popeye hanging up after I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, put it in a little frame or something, and,
No, I want my right arm to be hanging on the wall. The whole arm. Hack the arm off. Hang it outside. Make it a bird bath. You know, kind of like with the fingers holding up the strings for the bird bath.
Well, this article goes on to expound on the art involved in all these tattoos.
Uh-huh.
And these guys got together and thought about it. You know, we got to figure out a way to preserve it. I guess it's like tanning a hide. Tanning
yeah.
a hide.
Yeah.
Really weird.
They call it Ed Geenan. They call it Ed Geenan, your tattoo.
How fucked up is that shit, man?
That is. There's some sick motherfuckers out there.
I mean, it's funny because Sunday night, a guy was saying how they had a portrait of his dad who had died, right?
Okay.
And they were like, we don't really want to hang it up, and not that we didn't love him, but we just don't want it hanging up. You know, what do you do with that? And then I told them about Edwin J. Hill, who hangs in.
yeah. I still
well,
love
you
that.
Know, if the picture's big enough, I think you need to hang that thing up. But as far as hanging up, yeah, go ahead.
Why don't you add to it, man? Instead of this macabre thing, why don't you redraw what they have on their... Make the business that way. Redraw the tattoo exactly the way it is and everything. There you go.
It's not the same as having the actual tattoo. Because they put all this money in the original tattoo for a nominal service charge. We can tan your hide when you die. And you can hang it up.
There you go.
Sorry.
And not only that, but Jewish people could get buried in Jewish cemeteries if they take the tattoos off their asses.
I thought you were going to say they could get their foreskins tanned and hang them up. But yeah, that too.
But there you go. Because Jews can't be buried in. We learned that on the Larry David Show. Curb your enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't retain that fact, unfortunately.
There you go.
I used to have a very absorbent memory, but the booze has just kind of soaked it out of me. You know, I don't remember much as I used.
You got to weigh it out, man. You got to weigh it out, man. Just scotch and beer and memories.
I got to remember to show up. I got to remember to show up tomorrow at 10 o'clock, you know. That's
a little, little thing.
That takes up about 80% of my brain right now.
All you got to do is tell Alexa. You got Alexa? You got to get Alexa.
No, I got no Alexa.
I love
Jiminy
Alexa.
Christmas.
I tell
Ted.
Her to wake me up every morning. She wakes me up.
Ted. Oh, here's more Halloween news, man. Here's more Halloween news.
All right. Very seasonal.
There you go. There's Halloween music. All right. Your buddy, your pal, your chum, Ken Ham. Ken Ham.
Oh, Ken Ham.
Yeah.
You're like my little birthday greeting to him. Not many people see that.
Yeah, that was cute, man. Well, he's made the news again.
Okay, good. All right, Ken.
Yeah. They said, in the article, they say, along with checking Halloween candy for choking hazards and other concerns, parents might want to inspect for something else. Propaganda. Yeah, he wants you to send a handout, a gift, like a little pamphlet that says, you know, celebrating Halloween sends you directly to hell.
Okay, here you go. Kids love to get that in their fucking bag.
He hands out money, fake money. $1 million bills with pictures of T-Rex on it. Or Noah's Ark.
Oh, Christ. Oh, yeah. he's not too bad shit crazy, is he?
No, because he'll tell you, the money is, quote, worth far more than $1 million.
Okay, yeah, that is.
Yeah. But, you know, for 200, you can get 200 of them for $8.99, so that's a steal.
Oh, and there's people
so,
doing it. That's what gets me.
So he might give you a booklet called The Evils of Modern Day Halloween. So
there you go.
Interesting.
It's a pagan holiday. It's evil.
I'll be learning all about that.
We need Reverend Wendy for Halloween, man. She's a witch.
I know.
She's
you know, I had thought it crossed my mind about that. You know, nobody celebrates. Well, maybe GT give her a run for her money, but
there.
Nobody celebrates Halloween like the lovely Reverend Wendy.
Well, she's an official witch. She's a Wiccan. That's a Wiccan or whatever the hell that's called. That's
Wiccan.
How she's a reverend.
Yeah. How long
that's
you been
a
Wiccan? Oh, about a week back. Yeah, that's cool. Whatever, man.
There you go.
I don't judge.
We love Reverend.
Don't judge. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, now, here's the... I'm glad I saved the scary. I got the scary music, man.
All
check
right.
This shit
there
out.
There you go.
Check this shit out. True story. Homeowner Nick Ostina can't clean up the mess in his basement.
Uh-oh.
Because the blood continues to seep in.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. What's going on there?
His basement is filled up with 5 inches of blood, fat, and other tissue.
Good God.
Yeah.
Now, and how did this come to be?
Well, somehow the waste is from a slaughterhouse.
Uh-huh.
That's a ways away. And there's a clog or a break in a pipe or something. And, you know, plumbing.
Good God.
Plumbing could be a real head-scratcher sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Sent all the blood and guts into this poor smart basement.
See if you can get any help out of YouTube on that one. Good God. Good Lord.
Oh, mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Couldn't find the remedy. There you go.
Basement of blood.
Basement of blood. So, there you have it. They've had to move out until shit gets cleaned up, man. Cause it stinks. It's
Lordy.
It's freaking in their basement, man. Not good. Not good. Not good. I wasn't going to read this one, but anybody up for cattle mutilations?
I am.
Well, a week or so ago, this is NPR, so this is legit, man. A ranch in remote Oregon, cattle are showing up dead, drained of all their blood.
Uh-oh.
Their body parts precisely removed.
Vampires.
Yep. His tongue and genitals were surgically cut. This one dead bull. What the fuck? If it's human beings, man.
What the hell?
Maybe that's where they're getting the blood for that guy's basement. I don't know. It's a practical joke. They're draining blood.
That's a joke. Look into it. It might be the guys that were throwing eggs at that one house in Ohio. They're moving on.
Yeah, the Cleveland guys. Yep, exactly, man.
What can we do next Halloween?
Mashed potatoes, anyone? All right. How to Serve Man. Maggie C. Maggie C mentioned How to Serve Man, the Twilight Zone episode, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of those that I didn't see until I was like 21, 22, young man. I got totally lost in it. And I'm wondering, well, what's the catch? What's the catch? You know, and then at the end, I was blown away. You enjoy movies more if you're not looking pretty.
I don't remember that one.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out 2 seconds in. The end. But I won't spoil. I won't put a spoiler out there in case you want to see it. Man, I'm not gonna. We'll save this for something else, man. This is some weird historical weird shit. A lot of stuff, man. Napoleon. Napoleon soldiers spent their time in Egypt high on hash. Dig it.
Yeah, okay. I'll bet a lot of that shit was going on. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hash wasn't invented in the 60s, right? You know, shit was around. Man. That's pretty cool. Right. One last idiotic story, and you'll pretty much have all the news covered. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Okay. This is it.
Go to Pasco County, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. Deputies tell Florida man, stop calling 911 about your stolen weed.
That's why marijuana has to be legal to keep this shit going.
They said no charges were filed against the caller. But they just want him to quit calling about the stolen weed already.
I gotta love stoners.
Yeah, they get high and they think, like, you could send an email to somebody and it's a legally binding thing. And then you can't tell them to go fuck themselves. Shit like that.
I need some marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
we all do
weed. Amen to that. And where's my cue? Hit it.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever
just came to see.
Dead serious.
Boner hose.
There it is.
There you go. Woo-hoo. There it is.
Love it, love it, love it.
So happy birthday, everybody, by the way.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Speaking of boner hose. I drove past Boner Road in Heath, Ohio this weekend. Boner Road. Why the hell I didn't take a picture of it? Because I went past it twice, you know, on the way there and the way back.
Your hookers hang out there in that corner?
It's in a really, like, you know, small town, Mayberry, USA, this little town, Heath, Ohio. Beautiful little place.
Sounds like it would be up in Amish country. The names they have.
Boona. Like what?
Bird in hand, intercourse road.
Well, there's intercourse Amish PA. I've been past that. Yeah. Intercourse PA.
Yeah, all the Amish have that shit going. Bird in hand has always been my favorite.
Yeah. Bastards. Amish bastards. You know what? You know why
Thank
I don't like the Amish? You know why I don't like them?
Why?
Because they don't listen to the show.
They don't.
Fuck them.
They don't. Not one.
I've been trying to
get on that. I've been trying to find a dating site, an Amish dating site on there. I can't get a hold of it.
They don't even have them in the papers. They're not even in the papers.
Oh. No. Maybe they don't exist.
You find them. And that's a possibility. It's possible. Hey, GT, you don't have to bug out for tonight's yodel.
Uh-oh. I think I know who it is, then.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this show's Nielsen ratings. Maggie C. asked if we have Nielsen ratings. We indeed do have Nielsen ratings. You know where they are?
Of course.
You know where they are? In the tubes. They're in the tubes. In the tubes.
Deep down the tubes. it's in that guy's basement. That's where our music is right. It's in that guy's basement.
Okay, tonight's yodel is kind of a yodel, but it's that guy that does. He's usually on the 3 minutes. This is like a crossover.
Okay.
But, you know, G. Willikers, the 3 minutes was only... That 3 minutes was only 2 minutes, so. Ivor Biggin. Remember Ivor Biggin?
Ivor Biggin?
My haircut, was it? Dance with my haircut
guy.
Or something?
Yeah, the haircut guy. Okay.
Guy. All right. Again, another one just... Right there is a reason that this show should exist, to expose Ivor Biggin to the world. I never heard of him. before I look crazy fucking shit. You know? Alright. So anyway, it's a little out of the ordinary. It's, oh, it's Beth Ann San. She blopped.
Yep.
She blew the blue. Well, bye-bye, Beth Ann San.
Bye-bye. Not
Looking
down. A haircut guy.
No, haircut guy. Okay, well, let's hit it.
Oily, 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 oh, oily, oh, oily, 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 oily,
oily, oily,
oily,
oily, oily, oily,
oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily,
Switzerland lives a goat herd whose hand has a palm that is calloused and worn. From his idle vice, despite mum's advice not to play with his old alpine horn. When he stuck his cock in a large cuckoo clock, his helmet went right through the cranker. He went and they call him the yodeling wanker. Mountains up there, young women are rare, and that's why the goat herd depends on holes found in trees and Emmental cheese and the arses of four-legged friends. But one nanny goat aimed a kick at his scrot and caught him one heck of a flanker. He went and they call him the yodeling wanker. For sheep in a snowdrift so deep, the corpse of a tourist he found. She was stiff as a board, but when she was thawed, he had her from all sides around. At the 33rd stroke, the maiden awoke and bit off his old hanky panker. He went and they call him the yodeling wanker. Falsetto, my darling, please stay where you are. From a mountain top high, he hears this reply.
Yeah, we have to play it back again for Beth Ann San. She's back now.
Alrighty. Oh, we got to play it again because Beth Ann San. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. And your old lady, too.
And your old lady, too. Well.
That's a movie. That should be a movie. The Yodel Wanker. I think all a story back there, man.
I think it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. On the Liberty Avenue Theater, they had to shut down. On the double bill with Dracula Sucks.
I see those.
That was an actual porn movie.
I'm sure it was, Magnus.
I saw. That was back when they showed porn movies. Like, this is before. Well, let's get back in the old time machine. There was a time when. Oh my gosh, you had to really go out of your way to look at hardcore pornography.
Yeah, I remember those days.
It wasn't like you just pressed a magic button and there they were slipping. Uh-huh. No.
I'm watching Japanese porn right now. That's why I'm not keeping up with the chat.
I seen that sucker in the downtown movie theater. Because I had the only bus that would take me downtown for school was like 7 a.m., right? So I had like, and school didn't start till like noon. So 5 days a week, I'm honking around downtown Pittsburgh for like 5 hours trying to amuse myself. So when they changed the movie every Wednesday, I'd go check out, you know, that, and I'd check out the movie. And you know, I did watch a lot of movies back then. You know, did some exploring and stuff like that around the city.
Hell yeah.
But I will admit it. Once a week, I would go and watch porn.
There you go.
I never took it out in the movie theater. Honest engine.
Honest engine. All right. Well, we'll have to take the word
engine.
On that one.
Honest engine. Never.
That's no self-control, man, to whip it out in a movie theater.
No, you can't.
I have yet to see a pornographic movie that gets me that excited. That it has to be done then.
Right. You're going to lose control. Yeah. Come on. You know, this is the big leagues, kids. It's not just play.
Maybe Schindler's List. That was the last time I...
Schindler's List. If Pee Wee Herman took it out and... who's that guy I love on the Fernwood Tonight with Martin Mull?
Oh, yeah. What the hell was his name? Fred Willard.
Fred Willard got caught, but he got caught like, you know, Pee Wee paved the way for him. Because they didn't really give him that much heat for that. What was funny was, Fred Willard, when that happened, we were on MySpace, and I remember like, or maybe it was Facebook, but everybody like was posting that on my page, like.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's because they thought I was a huge Fred Willard fan, which I'm a Fred Willard fan, but or whether I was, you know, the kind of guy who would beat off in a theater.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the latter.
Yeah, probably. That makes sense.
You didn't wear a long rain coat, did you? When you went in these theaters.
The raincoat, man. Hell yeah. You got to. Where are we at? Oh, geez, 4:20, man. Everybody take a puff.
Oh, 4:20.
Too late.
I'm puffing away on AJ Fernandez.
Well, thanks, everybody, for coming.
Happy birthday, Possum.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Here's a cake for everybody.
I gotta go to bed and get up in the morning, man. Life just
time
isn't
for retirement.
Fair. Life isn't fair, man.
Soon a grand piano will fall in your head and it'll be over with, man. That's the way all cartoonists should exit from this world. Or an anvil.
What do we got? Canadian.
I got water. In fact, I just finished my
Anyhow, hope everybody has a good week. We should be on Friday night. It's going to be weird.
Friday night.
Send me a lot of shit this week you look for some weird shit and send it along, because I'll be working all week, man. It's going to throw me off. I'm not going to have too much time to, work on the show.
Have you tried Cradle yet? Try the Cradle. Good stuff.
Try to Cradle.
I highly recommend it to everybody.
Tip the waitress. Try to Cradle.
Try to Cradle.
Ivor made the show. Canadian.
Water.
Transporter warmed up. Yeah. Scotty. You want to have to beam out of this motherfucker. That's all there is to it. Alright, man. Well, Gumbo, thank you, sir.
Guys, always
you were hilarious tonight, brother.
Fun time.
You a funny motherfucker.
You
and I mean
well
funny like
show.
A clown, bit. Yeah. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Scotty, the fucking thing, man. Hey, Captain!
I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Fuck this shit.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was gonna make espresso.